know if this is Kiffin's fault, if the recruits weren't ranked as accurately as they should be, but these recruiting classes have been so hyped, but yet USC this season, last season, they just haven't, a lot of the top-rated guys just haven't performed like they should be by now.
So here on Cash Potatoes, final 10 minutes, Max and I are discussing what does Lane Kiffin bring to the table, and would it be fair or necessary to try out someone like Clay Helton at the play-calling position to try to mix things up? And Max, we've seen the first 2 weeks, the offense has kind of shown you some highs and lows in terms of throwing the ball deep and being effective. So coming into the next game, it's going to be a slow starting game just based on the time of day and the grogginess of the crowd, who may not even show up more than 60,000 in terms of actual in the seats attendance. Do you
and
just
especially with Alabama, Texas A&M that day?
Well, okay,
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, we can get into that next week when we start diving into real college football. But Max, if you're Lane Kiffin, do you agree with my position and just start throwing it deep from the very first play? Is that the best way to challenge your quarterbacks to implement a system that allows the receivers like Marquise and Nelson and Darius to just go deep?
No, I think we should establish a running game first and then...
But we did establish a running game.
No, I'm saying versus Boston College. So that way we can force them to worry about the run game and then where the play action would be so much more successful. So
now, but you could argue, wouldn't Lane Kiffin already have that plan in mind? So if you switch to Helton, it's going to be the same thing. Because I think those two are connected like batteries. You know, they have to be one and one.
I'm sorry, but especially since this is such a huge game now that we lost to Washington State, we have to show our strength in the run game and at least get started quickly. Because if USC starts off with one or even two, three and outs just because we were throwing the ball deep with Kessler, who I think will be starting against Boston College, the fan base would go absolutely crazy. The Fire Kiffin chants would start, and then it would just be a nightmarish situation for USC.
But Max, I mean, you could argue it couldn't get much worse than what the nightmare was last night.
No, you're right. But they need to score immediately.
Correct.
And the best chance they have of scoring is their running game.
That's right. But what also is going to help is an explosive play for more than 8 yards in the passing game.
You're right. Oh, so honestly, I am expecting at least one deep play action in their first drive, but not necessarily the first play of the game, even like the first three plays of the game, just to ensure they don't get a three and out. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't be surprised if they get like a 5-6 yard gain with Trey Madden for a first down and then going with the play action.
Now, here's what would be the funniest thing. I would just start laughing out loud if I saw this. If the Trojans won the coin toss and elected to defer, giving Boston College the ball, or let's say he decided to take the ball, would that not kind of just tell you the mentality of the team from square one?
Hold on, but wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you defer to Boston College?
I would defer, but if the message is we are not going to play conservative, we're also going to take some risks on offense, wouldn't you get the ball first and try to score seven right off the bat?
I just think that
there are advantages to kicking the ball off first, and we all know that. But if you're USC, you're more talented, you're more explosive, why not try to be the arrogant nation that we once were? We might still be. You know, we're always going to be arrogant. But the point being, test this Boston College defense and let it fly.
The thing is, we cannot afford to test so early in the game just because tensions.
What's there to lose, Max?
What's there? The entire fan base.
We've already lost half the fan base.
I know, but I just think that if you want to get the crowd in this game, you immediately shut down Boston College with a three and out on their offense,
But that we did that against Washington State. I mean, you go back to the game; they had a 5-play drive and they were done. So we got the ball back in the first few minutes.
You're right, but I just think you got to try that strategy again, because it is our best chance of winning the game. We should have taken more risks the first two games. The third game, we have to be sure that this is the right strategy. And I just think that running the ball is we can't be taking risks. We have to be safe this game.
Okay, we're gonna go through some quick hits, folks, here on Catch Potatoes for the final 5 minutes of our show. First and foremost, Max, Morgan Breslin back in the starting lineup. He looked superb getting some pressure, recorded 2 sacks in the game. Is that promising to see him and Devon Kennard getting after the quarterback?
Definitely. And the fact that USC has shown that they have defensive line depth, especially when you see guys like Clowney, who even the best in Jadeveon Clowney, they have to defensive linemen get really tired. They have to come out. And USC has the necessary backups, so that way they can keep all their guys fresh and still maintain an effective pass rush.
Okay, next quick hit. Running game, Silas Red's still out. He has been seen at practice in shoulder pads and whatnot. could you argue that his injury is one of the biggest just because of his leadership ability, despite the fact of how good the running game has been, just having him in that huddle to demand respect with the younger quarterbacks taking charge?
I'm going to go with no, because I don't think his on-the-field presence would make as, like... I'm just saying, like, he wouldn't have a huge impact compared to Madden or Davis, just because there is so much talent at running back. But off the field, like during practices, he's still been there. I mean, obviously during game day, it's a whole different story. But I just feel that his injury hasn't been like one of the reasons why USC has struggled.
Special teams, 0-for-2 in field goals, a block, and then one wide left by Hadari. Max, scholarship production is always crucial for these type of teams, which forces some of your other guys to play special teams. Is this a concern moving forward about the special teams, although the punting from Alvarado was pretty strong for most of the game?
My thing is, I really don't trust any college kickers. To me, they're too unreliable. It's too shaky. So, and the thing is, Kiffin can't trust the offense either, so it's going to be tough to go for it on fourth down versus kicking the field goal. And Kiffin definitely doesn't want to punt in opponent's territory to set the crowd off even more. So I think that scenario is definitely going to be one of the more difficult ones that Kiffin's going to have to deal with in the next couple weeks.
Final hit, if you're Lane Kiffin and you're forced with a fourth down situation or a third and long like we've mentioned, what do you do in these next few weeks to give some confidence back to your fans?
Throw the ball forward. Do not rely